Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're very popular. Post it and toast it.
It's time for Posted and Toasted on Evan and Tiki.
Very, very simple. We find old tweets from a lot of our coworkers here at WFN. I'll read the tweet, and then we'll have Tiki guess who actually posted it. Are you ready for option number one?
I am.
Let's go back to September 19th, 2011. So we're going back a long time. Okay. The West Babylon shopping stop is flowing with hot chicks tonight. Forget the bar scene. The supermarket on a Monday is where it's at. Who posted? Is it Gio Greg Giannotti, Al Dukes, Sean Morash, or Tommy Lugauer?
Sean Morash.
I think that's Bush.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that so quickly?
Because of West Babylon.
Damn it!
Can you read that date again?
September
9th. You better have not been married yet.
September 19th, 2011.
It's my wife's birthday.
Wait a second. On your wife's birthday, you tweeted about the hot chicks flowing from the West Babylon Stop and Shop?
Yeah, and 3:30's in the wheelhouse when she's in the car.
All right.
Well, guess what? Toasted.
She better have been one of them.
On her birthday?
She better have been one of them.
Why were you so horny at the West Babylon Stop and Shop where you're like oozing out? Oh, I got to tweet about this.
Was she there getting groceries or something?
I mean, it was 2011, dude. Egg prices. I don't know.
Was there a giant Monday Night Football game that night? September 19, 2011.
I'll look. I doubt it. Because I got engaged in the bye week after they won the NFC Championship, so I was not yet engaged.
Interesting. All right, so there you go. Tiki's one for one. Pretty good. Here it is. Post number two. This one is from November 2nd, 2009. My good deed for the day. Giving Minko the potato chips I got with the sandwich I bought. It was like giving a dog a biscuit. Who posted that? Would it be Greg Giannotti, Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, or Tommy Lugauer?
What was the date again?
November 2nd, 2009.
I'm going to say...
All of them were working at WFAN, I think. Right. Lugie was here, right? 2009? Yeah.
Yes.
They were all here. You get nothing out of that date.
I'm going to say Giannotti.
You guys suck! Two for two. Look at Tiki's getting good at this game.
Wow. And by the way, was a Giant game that night. I blew off my soon-to-be wife's birthday. Giants-Rams, Dominic Hickson tore his ACL. I forgot that.
Wow. Oh. So the Giants played a role in this. You're out there getting food for a Monday night party. You're not thinking about your wife.
Yep.
You're seeing all these beautiful women at the West Babylon Stop and Shop.
Wait, were you married yet?
No, I got engaged in the bye week.
You're making it worse.
Why would the bye week
every
matter?
Every detail, you're making it worse.
I had time to get engaged.
Is that a normal thing? Like the Stop and Shop is like really, happening? Is that a current thing, or is that from 2011
only? I transitioned to King Cullen, so I can't tell you, but back in the day, I guess so.
All right, here's post number three. This is from August 30th, 2012, and we have a couple of tweets about the same subject. We wanted to honor a vice presidential candidate, or at least a potential vice presidential candidate, so you'll notice the common thread here. First, again, August 30th, 2012. The heck with Romney and Obama. Marco Rubio acts, looks, and speaks like he should be our very next president. Very impressive. Is that Brandon Tierney, Boomer Esiason, Jerry Recco, or Evan Roberts?
That's Brandon Tierney.
You're wrong.
Dang it. Go, we finally got him. No perfect game for Tiki.
Dang it.
It is not Brandon Tierney.
You know why I picked Brandon Tierney?
Why is that?
Because we had Marco Rubio on our show.
Marco Rubio is very popular amongst old tweets by WFAN coworkers. Because yeah. I got another one coming up too, by the way. Sean, would you like to make a guess on that
I'm
one?
I'm going to go with you, Ev.
You're going to go with me.
You're wrong. Mm.
You thought I was... I screw Romney and Obama. Get me Marco Rubio. Okay. The answer is Jerry Recco.
Couple of D-bags.
That's good. Jerry Recco was ready to dump them both for Marco Rubio. Anyhow, how about another Marco Rubio tweet? That'd be fun. Let's jump to actually the same date, August 30th, 2012, same day. Rubio is going Drysdale on Obama. Cheese up and in. He's killing it. Is that Boomer Esiason, Brandon Tierney, Evan Roberts, or Chris McMonagle?
That's Evan Roberts.
You're wrong.
Gotta play the game, T. He just told me he wasn't doing
everything about Rubio. I mocked that I would fall in love with him.
Yes, but that sounds like it's like.
Remember when he took 5 minutes to drink his water?
It's a Drysdale.
Right.
Oh, the Drysdale thing?
Yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
It was not me, so we're down to Big Mac, BT, and Boomer. Who are you going with?
I'm going Boomer.
You're going Boomer?
You're wrong.
Good guess. The answer, Brandon Tierney.
Jet Life Stadium.
A little Brandon Tierney action.
Yeah, 80s reference. All right.
80s reference? I mean, 70s.
Whatever. I wasn't alive for Drysdale.
60s, man.
All right, anyhow.
He was only like six.
Yeah, it's just known Don Drysdale. That's like one of those things where you didn't even have to see him. Like, Tiki's right. Would I make that reference? Absolutely.
Of course.
I'd make a Drysdale reference. The one thing I wouldn't do, like these two schmucks, is kiss the ass of Marco Rubio like he's something special.
I didn't know if it was a joke.
No. Oh, like, that was being sarcastic.
Like one praising him and then the other one like mocking him.
Actually, you know what? I have to confess. I think I did like Rubio for a short period of time. I'm sitting here mocking him because, you know, someone will go on my Twitter and say, wait, I just found one. You said Rubio's great. All right, here's our final post. We go back to July 5th, 2017. What kind of animal closes the lid of a public toilet after using it, thus forcing me to touch the seat in order for me to use it? Is that Evan Roberts, Al Dukes, Pete Hoffman, or Tommy Lugauer?
That's Al Dukes.
A nice round ass.
You are correct. Al is very much into the bathroom stuff.
He is always on the bathroom stuff. But whenever I hear bathroom fodder, Al Dukes.
He makes a great point, though. I mean, here's the thing about Al, because I think Al sometimes gets a little too disrespected around here. I think he has one of the more brilliant minds out there. He thinks of things, and when you hear it at first, you're like, that's stupid. And then when you think about it, you're like, wait a second, that makes a lot of sense. So think about what Al is saying. If you close the lid of a public toilet after using it, because maybe you're in the habit of your wife telling you, we had that long discussion with Lugie about
it. But this is not putting the seat down. This is closing the top lid.
That's true. You're closing the lid. Either way, though. But you're then forcing the next person to have to touch it, and most people don't want to touch it. Like, when you have to use a bathroom stall, do you want to touch the lid of the toilet, or are you just hoping that it's just open? I could just clean it up and sit down.
I mean, you don't want to touch it, just kick it.
Use your foot.
Or grab toilet paper and lift it up that way.
Right.
I don't know. I still think it's respectful overall to close. I don't want to walk in and see anything and immediately be turned off.
I disagree. Well, what if you open up the lid and then there's your surprise? Isn't that almost worse?
Oh, it's like somebody jumping out of a cake.
I think Al's right on about that. I think it's a great point by Al Duke. So I commend him. I second that tweet. Very good point. Anyhow, thank you very much for playing another edition of Posted and Toasted.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.